right. You don't have to say your name. Where are we standing?
We are standing on Northwestern University's campus. We're on the public sidewalk in front of Northwestern University's campus.
In front of their library?
Is that right? Okay, yes.
And what's on the other side, or why are you here?
Sure, I'm here. Well, I'm here in solidarity with the people in Gaza. I'm here in solidarity with the students who are trying to call attention to what's happening in Gaza right now, and Israel's actions, Israel's genocide of the people of Gaza.
And how did you hear about the student-organized manifestation that is calling for what you mentioned, but also the university to divest from the war industries and from weaponization and for calling it out for its silence and refusing to speak out in opposition to genocide and refusal to call for a ceasefire, which would have long ago benefited Israelis as well as Palestinians.
Yep. I heard about it from a neighborhood organization that I'm part of. One of the folks in our group sent out a note saying that the young people in our neighborhood organization in Westridge in Chicago, that folks were meeting up here to join the students who had been creating this encampment. And I was glad for the chance, and I live close by, so I wanted to support it.
What's your background?
That's right. So I'm Italian and Irish American, ethnically, but I'm from Wisconsin, and I am a marriage and family therapist by training. I run a therapy practice, and I supervise people, and I see clients.
So give me your thoughts on, and I'm recording this for WZRD Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Give me your thoughts on what the students are doing, what's motivated them to take this risk of their educational future, their suspension, possible arrest if they choose to follow their conscience in resisting what can is obviously genocide, but the encroaching fascism that has supported it to the point that it's now manifesting into potential world war.
Right. You know, from my conversations in my personal life, with young people in my life, with clients, with family members, with friends, what I'm hearing from a lot of people, myself included, is that one, understanding our government's active participation in creating and supporting Israel in its actions, the genocide it's committing, is increasingly anxiety-inducing, intolerable, grief-inducing for many American people, I believe, but young people certainly among them. And I think young people stand to live in the world that holds the consequences of this moment, moments that came before it and moments that come after it. But the thing I'm hearing a lot from people is just how in their bodies they can't tolerate allowing this anymore. And I think the consciousness raising that's been happening among certainly Palestinian Americans bringing us into consciousness, certainly the people in Gaza who are trying to bring us into consciousness, but even many Jewish Americans, especially in my neighborhood, folks who are saying, not in our name, certainly, is bringing it up to a boiling point where those of us listening, those of us willing to engage, understand that we're part of this problem and that if we don't come out to places like this, we are actively allowing this to happen. So that's my impression.
So is that from people in your professional work or your peer group?
Right. You know what? I would say both. Like today I was having a conversation with a peer who is also a family therapist, and we were talking about what it's like to try to straddle the responsibility of bringing consciousness to what's happening with supporting people in the other regular everyday struggles that they're living and existing. But then I will say, I will acknowledge that there are many, 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 many therapists who are silent, and I consider my field to be actively complicit in not taking a stand against genocide in this case and in other cases. So there's all the truths exist at one time.
So in your role as a therapist, why do you think that is?
You know, I think one thing is that being part of the broader medical industrial complex, we are we are businesses. And I think that fear of retaliation, fear of being canceled, is something that exists. I also think our particular field, therapists in particular, are taught something that's not real, which is that we can be neutral, that we're supposed to be neutral. And that's not a thing. Nobody's neutral. We all come with our biases and our beliefs. And pretending that we're neutral actually just performs hiding our biases to the best of our ability. And that fallacy, I think, really influences and gets in the way of people being more honest about what they actually believe and think.
So Hannah Arendt observed the same sort of behavior when she attended the trial of Adolf Eichmann, whom Zionists were characterizing as a monster, and came to the conclusion from her observations that he was really kind of a lame individual, just an ordinary guy trying to do his job as best as possible, and not a monster, and that the monsters could be found in ordinary people.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We all can be solicited into subtle passive participation or overt active participation in allowing this to happen. And the students call for divestment, saying it matters to us, it means something to us that our fund, our tuition is going to support efforts at killing Palestinians is unacceptable, is saying I will no longer actively participate, because actually our money is an active act of active participation, much less silence from administrators, or silence from students, or silence from us neighbors.
The endowment at this university far exceeds anything that the students contribute.
For sure,
What the students do contribute is the intellectual resources that the university trades in, that the university departments use to draw in outside funding from the weapons makers, from the DARPA, the defense, and from corporations that will use the knowledge generated here to further not only exploit their workers, but to exploit the people and the ecosystems and the planet as they proceed to place profit over life.
Yeah, I will also add that as a person who's done work through the university in the past, I perceive that the university very often uses, and I should name that I'm a white lady saying this, but the university often uses the faces and images of students of color as a way to sort of market itself, suggest that it has values around a commitment to, let's say, people of color, Black, Indigenous, and other people of color, and then, like now, does very little to back that up with any action. In fact, often actively supporting efforts that harm especially Black, Indigenous, and other people of color, as well as white students.
Okay. Yeah. So let's walk to the fence right here, and where you can get a view and describe what you can see here in this field between the public sidewalk and the I forget what the name of the library is, but their library.
Yeah.
Can we walk?
I'm seeing in front of me is a fence, and on the other side of the fence is a little bit of space. Then there's a number of tents, I would say at least 20, 25 tents maybe, maybe more than that. It's a little hard. I'm not great at quantifying. And then a bunch of what I presume are mostly students and other neighbors supporting the students. There have been, throughout the time I've been here, people singing. There has been chanting. There's a medical tent. There's a supply tent. There's neighbors bringing in supplies for both of those tents. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And there, also, we're hearing some speakers.
That's right.
It's not possible to understand what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And some activists from Neighbors for Peace have set up a table with paints and pens and cardboards for people to make signs.
That's right.
And there must be 100.
Yeah.
100,
I would say so. At least 100 signs. And there's people still actively making signs as we speak, and more people to come.
So do you want to just say what's on some of these signs?
Yeah, I would love to. So I see so many signs in languages that I don't speak. I see Palestina Libre, so Free Palestine in Spanish. I say, see Jews support ceasefire. I see NU divest from genocide. I see Free Palestine, Palestine Libre. And so many more.
Yeah, well,
so
we're run out of sight line.
That's right.
And I saw a student from Vietnam.
That's right. Yes, I saw that one too. That said, Vietnam, essentially Vietnam in support of Palestine.
Yeah.
That was great. Let me see who was calling me.